Scientists in New York have unveiled a fossil dug up in Germany as a 47-million-year-old early primate. Scientists believe it may be a human ancestor. It's 20 times older than most fossils that provide evidence of human evolution. The female creature christened Ida is 95% complete and a direct link to the lemur monkey. Bronwyn Herbert reports.
At the New York Museum of Natural History, a 47-million-year-old fossil has been reintroduced to the world. The creature, more formally known as Darwinius maculae, has been dubbed Ida by her research team. Scientists say the fossil is 95% complete and is likely to be a close relative of the primate from which monkeys, apes and humans evolved. Professor Hurum led the international research team that helped bring Ida out of a German quarry and into the scientific spotlight.
It's a very important finding for the understanding of early human evolution, because this is the only complete primate that's this old. Everything else is really small pieces of jaws, maybe single teeth and single bones. So this will set a new landmark for the understanding of the early evolution of primates.
Ida is a female cat-like creature with four legs and a tail and claimed to be a relative to the lemur monkeys. Dr. Jens Franzen, researcher from Senckenberg Research Institute in Frankfurt, Germany, says there are ancestral similarities.
Ida has already a grasping hand with an opposable thumb, and she has flat nails like us today. So on the first look already, you get an idea this is something not too far from ourselves.
Professor Jørn Hurum says the well-preserved skeleton is a significant link in primate history, but it does not end the evolution debate.
We are, of course, not stating that this is our direct ancestor. That's too much. Remember, this is 47 million years ago. It's really, really hard to pinpoint exactly who gave rise to humans at that point. But this is as good as it gets, really.
Australian primate fossil expert David Cameron, a visiting fellow at the Australian National University, says it's a fantastic find.
It's a great fossil. It is significant. It'll be in the textbooks.
He says it helps further understand a time in history when primate species divided.
First primates evolved around about 55 million years ago. So this primate at 47, 48 million is right at the right time. And it's at this point, between 40 to 50 million years ago, you get these two major divisions between primates. One that ultimately leads to humans and great apes and monkeys, and then there's the other one which leads to lorises and lemurs. And there's a huge gulf between these two primate groups. This individual primate that was found in Germany has characters of both of these lines of evolution. So it appears to be something, I don't like using the word missing link, it's not a missing link, but it shows that it's much more murkier, the evolutionary anatomy of the basal primate, and that some of the primates that we thought had nothing to do with the emergence of anthropoids, that is us monkeys, may actually now be moved into that category of fossil.
Ida stands at only 38 centimetres tall, but is generating sizeable media interest. Sir David Attenborough will be narrating a BBC documentary on Ida and says the discovery is an important link in the evolutionary chain.
This little creature is going to show us our connection with the rest of all the mammals. And now people can say, OK, you say we're primates, like monkeys and apes, and that we came from very simple, generalised mammals. Show us the link. The link, they would have said, until now, is missing. Well, it is no longer missing.
Ida will be displayed in New York and London, then will return to Oslo.
Bronwyn Herbert.